Welcome everybody. Today we are going to discuss the role of human resources in the hospitality industry. Now, to get a little background of it, human resources forms the main portion. Something which we call in the hospitality industry is human capital. So resources have to generate human capital. Human capital is generated by talent success, by work knowledge, by creating assets, human assets, by development, by labor, by healthy job environment, healthy job skills, by growth of valuable training, value-added training, and social factors. So the pyramid is awareness, reasoning, action, leadership. The objectives of this chapter is working in concept of HRD in hospitality. So we will cover this topic in extensively. Rapid changes are introduced into growth and development. We'll cover that. Development programs for the benefit of the staff. The productivity profits depending on the human resources in hospitality. These are the objectives of the HRD department. The structure of this presentation, introduction, HRD in hospitality is different. Why we say different, we are going to get into those portions. The staff, the changing nature, how they facing the changes, staff development, strategic management, and improving productivity through human resources. And the role of human resource management in employee performance. So let's get to the introduction. Sorry. When we say HRD, human resource development in hospitality is completely different from other industries. There are reasons for it. The major reason is it's a service industry. Service industry creates tangible and both intangible. Tangible and both intangible factors. What are tangible factors? Tangible factors are something which you can touch and feel. Intangible factor is the level of service which can be provided to the customer. It's completely different. A person comes into a hotel, the greeting the doorman gives. Way he is escorted to the front desk. The greeting the front desk gives. The information the front desk can provide. The courteousness of the staff. Those are intangible factors. When the guest is escorted to the room, showing the room around, showing various different features, explaining what is available to the guest while escorting the guest to the room. It's a food related industry also. So food is, what you eat is tangible, but what you see is not. How is it served? How is it presented? So all those aspects are a very important function of the HRD department, Human Resource Development Department. Comes from the name itself. All these are provided by people. And people create the intangibles. So it is very important for the the development of the people. So like I said, intangibility, which can't be seen, tasted, felt, heard, or smelt before purchase. Inseparability. Can't be separated from the service provider. Variability. It is variable. Quality depends who provides. More than the where, when, and how. And it's perishable. It's highly perishable market. You can't store a room to sell later. The room night lost. Can't be stored. If your room goes empty today, it is empty tomorrow. It is empty today, it is so that room night is lost. Out of the 365 days of productivity, one productivity day of that room is lost. It's perished. Cannot regain it. Cannot go back to it. The skills required in this industry are completely different from any other industry. Now, skill is one of the major skills in the hospitality industry is for a person to keep his or her problems outside of his arena of working. Even if he has a problem with his boss, has a major fight with his boss, when he gets in front of a customer, he has to always smile. He has to always be credible, should be always welcoming, should be empathetic, should be listening, and all that is a skill. There is a skill required for upselling. There is another skill required to serve. The same person who is serving the guest is also upselling. There is a skill required for every aspect in the hospitality industry. A maintenance guy will also meet the guest. A guest complains, my light is not working. He goes into the guest room and the guest is in the room. He cannot say, I am only a mechanic or I am only an electrician, so I will just change the bulb and go, or I will check the line and go. He will interact with the guests. So there is skill required there. There is a communication required there. There is an attitude required there. So, for all these skills to be used, there's a lot of training which has to go on. You have to constantly keep training your staff, giving them refresher courses. Not only for the skills which they have right now. I have a skill. Let's say I am a front office clerk. I'm standing at the front office. Guest calls me from his room. Guest is inquiring with me about my restaurant. Now, I have to have the skill and the knowledge and the training to be able to give him the basic information which he requires. If he's going into specific dishes, I then have to have the tact and the tenacity and the empathy to guide him accordingly, either asking him to call the F&B department or myself being able to tell him, sir, I'm unaware of what you're asking me in totality. I'll have someone call you in a minute. Then I have to have the cross-function ability to be calling the department, asking someone to call and then following up so the call goes through. That all is my attitude. That is all my communication skills. How I communicate to a guest, I have a rude guest standing in front of me. But then I have a very nice guest standing next to him. I don't want that rudeness to move on to the next guest. So I have to be able to communicate in such a manner that the whole thing goes on. I have to ensure that teamwork happens. At every level, there is leadership. At every level. A waiter leads the busboy. Captain leads waiters. Assistant managers leads them all. Restaurant manager leads them all. He also reports to F&B manager who is leading the restaurant managers. At every level, there is leadership required. A skill in leadership is required. Everything has to be developed differently. It is very, very, very important. These intangibilities of the product, these are part and parcel of the product. How you greet the guest, how you communicate with him. It has to have a similar pattern throughout the product because it forms a part of the product. It forms a part of the experience of the guest. It's an intangible product. It's important in every aspect that the guest is feeling the same aim. Courtesy and appreciation anywhere he goes, he or she goes, in your establishment. You can't have one person, the waiter upselling, and the manager, and his captain coming in and saying, no, you gave the, that guy's wrong. That can't happen. You may want to send something else, I may want to sell something else, and we're going into completely different tangents. That's lack of teamwork. That shows lack of attitude. Attitude has to be right. When you enter a restaurant as a customer, if the attitude is right and there is courteousness throughout the staff and they are in sync with each other, you are more likely to go back there again. When you call the front desk and ask him to give us soap, and the soap comes after 45 minutes because communication has not happened within departments. Follow-up has not happened by the front of steam. There is no leadership shown by the person who you've given the responsibility to get you on a particular item. I'm not going to go back there. So it is very important for the development of staff in different fields, different aspects. The skills are trained at all point of time. Training happens, refresher happens. Communication is all encompassing. Attitude is right. There is teamwork. And there is leadership. Even a person cleaning my room, I may as a guest move, enter the room, and the person who is cleaning my room, I may tell him, can you ask the maintenance person to come? If the message doesn't go back, it's his leadership now. It's the person who is cleaning the room. The room boy who is cleaning the room, it's the leadership of the room boy to ensure that the maintenance guy comes to me. Following up, it is to ensure that it happens. So it is that skill which is very important. It's that leadership and that attitude which is very important. And all these encompass and makes it completely different. A hotel cannot work without teamwork. And hotel cannot work without human resource. Therefore, we consider the staff as human capital. Now, each staff may have different skills. The skill development of the staff is also very important. Cross development of skills is very important. And you look at a chef. You may have a specialized chef in a certain area. You have a Thai restaurant, you have a Thai chef who specializes in Thai cuisine. If he does not have good leadership skills, doesn't have the capability of developing human capital within his kitchen, him alone as a Thai chef cannot function. If he does not create a good sous chef, does not create good standards, does not create human capital, if his waiters don't know who are serving to the guests what actually goes into a dish, how would it taste? How are they going to suggest? So in the industry, hospitality industry, apart from being capital centric in terms of assets, your normal industrial assets, it's also capital centric in terms of human capital. Human capital is the most important. Without human capital, a building will not generate any revenue. There are specializations in their skills. Like in a kitchen also, the chef is not all encompassing. No one is all encompassing. A good chef, Thai chef cannot suddenly be told you handle bakery, make cakes. He'll be horrible at it. He may develop the skill over a period of time, but initially you won't be able to do it. So one is taking that Thai chef and developing that Thai chef is very important. So that he can and then supervise and control different areas. Second is to have a good patisserie, good pastry chef. Serving is also a skill. So specialization of skill is very important. Each skill needs is specialized, and you need to keep constantly training a person in the skill. So that becomes very important in your style of service in a restaurant. If you are doing a platter to plate service, from which side do you serve? Right side. But if you have sofas around, how do you serve right side from right side or left side? It's impossible. You have to go across the table. So you have to develop those skills. Very important. And it's a fast-changing industry. Completely fast-changing. You know, catering to international clients, especially a hotel. People coming from all over the world, having gone, tasted various cuisines across the world. They are coming to your establishment. They are desiring certain standards because they're used to certain standards internationally. So you cater to an international wide different cultures of people. You have to have the skill set of treating each person with the same. You can't have your own biases. I keep saying that. Because the world is full of biases. Everywhere there is biases. Everywhere there is racism. You can't have those aspects in the hospitality industry. And no matter what, service always has to be with us. You cannot, if you frown and you put food in front of the guest doesn't feel like eating the damn food. You have to serve with a smile. No matter what, you have to be multi-skilled also. You have to be able to adapt to different people. You have very unusual working hours. It's 365, 24 hours a day industry. You have morning shifts, afternoon shifts, evening shifts. And if you are working in a fine dining restaurant, then it is only open for lunch and dinner. You are only working during lunch and dinner. Doing a break shift. At any given point of time, if your reliever doesn't come, you may land up doing a double shift. And it's a very physical industry. And specialization is a must, and keeping up to date with the latest trends is a must. Learning about different cultures is also a must. Then there is another aspect now. Information technology has grown so much. A person who could not tell the way the wine was served earlier, was right or wrong, will look at the way you're serving your wine. He now knows it. Internet gives him information. The whole of globalization, especially in the hospitality industry, has changed the outlook of customers. Customers are more knowledgeable than they ever were. So you need to have your staff. Your staff needs to be trained accordingly. You can't put a half-cooked, half-baked waiter in front of a guest. A poor guy will come back crying, especially if the guest is very demanding. And demanding nature of the guest keeps increasing. And technology is now playing a major role in development also. Development of services. You should be able to take an order on a handheld device, which goes directly, the KOT is cut in the kitchen ticket. Technology is adding to speed. You should be very attentive to the guest at all points of time. So highly focused, and the changes are rapid. Rapidly keeps changing here and there. So staff needs to have technical know-how of everything. It's human relationships. Hospitality industry prefer extroverted people more than introverted people. For a reason, because their human relationships are better. People need to be able to conceptualize what this customer requires. If you look at service and you divide it and you explain it, it's social. Your social skills have to be exceptional. You have to be very enthusiastic at any given point of time. You can't say he's asked for this, forget it. Or get him something different. You have to be responsible. You have to be very vibrant. A bartender will need to have a very intellectual conversation with a guy who's on his bar counter. And not only a bartender, even a front office guy, even a waiter may have to have a very intellectual conversation. So you have to be very intelligent. Always have to be courteous and engaged with the guest. All these are very important aspects, and this is what service is. Social, enthusiastic, responsible, vibrant, intelligent, courteous, engaged. That's the full form of service. That's the industry you join, so that's the service you have to give. And when you look at it, the human resource point of view, what does the human resources department need to do? They have employment concerns when they're employing a person. Will he be able to fit into that definition of service? Does he match the culture which we want to build? What kind of training do I have to give the person? What kind of mentoring should the person require? What is the moral support the person requires? What are the legalities involved in hiring the person? What is the strategic balance which I am creating? The element of professionalism also comes in. And all this encompasses leadership. So staff development in all these aspects. So you've got to look at your employment concerns. You've got to ensure that mentoring happens at every level. Person is not left demoralized at any point of time because he won't be able to be enthusiastic. Demoralized person will not give you enthusiasm, will not take responsibility, will not be courteous. Wrong employee will not be able to do either of these. You have to remain in the boundaries of legalities. Your choice has to be strategic. In all encompass, you have to look at leadership quality of every person in every level. I keep repeating this, that leadership happens in the hospitality industry at every level. We create SOPs, but SOPs go only that far. There has to be a leadership involved at every level. The staff should always have, and this is one thing which I will always say to everybody. If you are not passionate about service, you will not survive in the hospitality industry. Because it's long, it's 365 days, 24 hours a day, you're working various shifts, people are enjoying when you're this, you're watching people enjoy, you're being a source of their enjoyment. So unless you're not passionate about that, you will not be able to do service in the hospitality. You won't survive. You have to have the desire, the foresight, and the willingness to make things happen. And unless you don't have a sense of belonging to the organization you're working for, your passion is not going to come out. Passion, being passionate is the most important thing. Your passion rubs on to 10 different people. Brings out all the intangibles. If you are passionate towards your guest, your guest becomes happy eventually. It always enhances the hospitality product. But if you are not passionate, if the staff is not passionate about the work which they do, then the work will be done half. The SOP will only tell you of how to clean the room. But if the person is not passionate about cleaning the room will have spots of dirt, which the customer will see. So passion is the bottom line for any staff to survive in the system. I keep telling you the characteristics of hospitality. It's a 365 days in the industry. It's a 24-hour day. It's open 24/7. Everybody does a 9-hour shift minimum at odd times. Morning, evening, afternoon shifts. There are break shifts. There are night shifts. Senior person has to even do, 10 to 12 hours. We've written here, but sometimes 15, 16 hours. Your evenings are normally all you have to work. Forget about weekends. Weekends is business time. Especially if you are running restaurants. Running restaurants, evenings are completely gone. And you have to, you're the one, the source of entertainment, source of people having a good time. Just look at it this way. You're working on New Year's Eve, hotel industry. You're serving customers who are enjoying themselves. It's your New Year also, their New Year also. But they are having fun, you can't. You have to ensure that they have fun. And you have to be passionate about them having fun. You can have your fun once they've all gone back after their fun. So that passion becomes a very underlining factor when you look at any of these characteristics. which is one of the main underlying factor in strategic management process. Each business has to have defined the business missions. Mission, vision has to be defined. Everyone has to be aligned with the mission and vision of the business. There are external, you will always conduct external and internal audits to improve yourself, improve your business. You will constantly make new business missions. You will always transfer your missions into goals, short-term goals, long-term goals. Then you will make strategies to, you know, formulate them. You implement the strategies. Then you evaluate the performance. Let's say you're a small hotel chain. Now you want to start a management training program. So you're going to, I'm giving an example. So you're going to take the management training program, make a business mission of it. Why are you starting the management training program? You're starting the management training program because you want to catch them and build them up. So once you have defined the business mission, you will do your internal and external audits for them. You will formulate a new business plan and a mission. Then you'll set out goals. So I will take 5 in the first year, 10 in the next year. It'll be a 2-year plan, 1-year plan. What will be? So you'll set out your goals. What are you going to cover? You're trying to create an all-rounded human being for the hospitality, so for your future general managers. Then you'll formulate your strategy. Will be what portions will you cover? How much time which will be given each department? What are the goals which you want them to learn? How will you implement the strategy? The staff which is your staff which is actually going to train them. How are they going to train them? Because they will come out as managers or senior supervisors. Then you'll evaluate the performance. So strategic management process happens in every aspect. Now this is as per HRD in terms of one particular role. Then you have tact and diplomacy. Yeah, your staff has to have the right attitude. Accounting. Somebody is screaming at you from opposite side. Guest is unhappy about something. If you start becoming agitated, that unhappy relationship is going to only get worse. You have to have calmness. You have to be courteous with your guest. You have to be able to listen to your guest. You have to have that memory. You have to be tactful and very diplomatic with the guest. You have to have the right attitude towards that guest. You have to show loyalty towards the guest. I am with you. I am going to ensure that you get things done. And you have to be very punctual with the guest also. Tell him in half an hour, I'll ensure that it gets resolved, sir. 10 minutes will get resolved. That 10 minutes has to get resolved. That punctuality should be there. The knowledge has to be there. So these are essential person. Human resource requires. Person has to be tact, full of tact and diplomacy. Diplomacy is a key here. Because diplomacy is always it's a method of keeping everybody happy. Has to have the right attitude, right passion, right demeanor. Has to have the courteousness. Has to be very punctual. Has to be good memory. I should be able to remember a guest who came to my 15 days ago. Has to have great loyalty towards the guest and the service he's providing. Now for all this to happen, human resource departments frames policies, they frame procedures, they get SOPs done, standard operating procedures to be done, they create feedback mechanisms, and all this is very, very important. So staff has to work within these procedures, these policies. Otherwise, the goals will never be achieved. Yeah? You create 20,000 goals, but how will you achieve your goals? You have to remain within the framework of your procedures. So HR matters. Matters a lot. The role of HR in employee performance is very, very important. I have stressed on these aspects and I will continuously stress on these aspects. Internal motivation is a very important aspect. a person will never, you know, how do you keep the passion up day in, day out for the same job which the person is doing every day? You require to keep internal motivations. You also have to be very flexible. So you have to create very flexible work schedules. You have to inspire teamwork of unit, teamwork of unity. You have to inspire the feeling of unity. We are all working towards a particular goal. Your mission is very important. Your goals definition are very important. You have to create teamwork, you have to create motivation, you have to do training and development at any point of time, every point of time. You have to show vision. All that leads to management. And you have to have grievance. Grievance is a very important aspect. Staff can be aggrieved by anything. Everybody has an ego. So the person is screaming at you, you're aggrieved by that. How do you motivate the person to move out of that grievance and move ahead? There will be grievance in, between departments. Conflict resolution is a very important aspect. And I have said this since a very long period of time, that as in hospitality profession, the maximum I've learned is from the most unexpected source. The best suggestions also I get from the most unexpected source. A room boy cleaning in the room in my hotel has given me better suggestions than a manager has given me at times. And there's a reason for it also. You know, nobody is dumb. Everybody has a brain. And they will constantly teach you things. They'll constantly, and if people will only give suggestions when they own the work, they own their organization. Ownership is a very important aspect of leadership. Making people own their organization. Looking at their challenges, addressing their challenges, motivating them, creating teamwork environments, creating an environment which is self-motivation. And constantly training and developing them, because if you don't train and develop your staff, nobody is going to work for 20 years doing the same job every day. He'll move. If he moves, you've got to get a new staff and redo the entire process again. It's costly for the organization. So retaining an employee is also very, very important. So what is the relationship between the staff and the HR department? Whatever I've said in this chapter up till now, when I'm summing this up in complete totality, it all comes down to the relationship between the HRD, human resource department, and the staff and the management. Because the entire performance of the staff can only happen when you have effective HR policies. And you don't have good practices, your staff is not going to be motivated. Now, good practices in different areas may mean different things. You have to have a corporate behavioral culture. You have to build a culture. If a person's ability is not recognized, do you think that person will constantly work with you? No, will not. Will even go away. Because his ability is not recognized, he's unhappy. You have to know what the unhappiness levels of a staff is. No staff is happy all the time. You have to be able to interact with them. You have to be able to train them. You have to be able to show them a growth path. You have to be able to lead them. They have their reporting to their managers for their day-to-day activities. The manager is drilling them for the work he wants done. He is in his part doing his little bit of motivational which he can do. But you are the one as an HR department which trains the manager to give more motivation. You are the one who makes the manager adopt to different technologies. You are the one who can affect behavioral change in everyone. You are the one who does conflict resolution within employees and from employee to organization. So you are a backbone of the hotel. Unless you don't function properly, the hotel will crumble. So the human resource department is a very important aspect. So with this, I would like to end this chapter here. And I would like to thank you very much for it.